KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 59 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Our forecast for today, partly cloudy to cloudy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, and a high of 84. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports this morning a man from Cass County was arrested Tuesday evening on an assault charge in Red Oak. 43-year-old Levi Darrell Stroop of Atlantic was taken into custody at around 7:40 p.m. in the 500 block of 5th Street. Stroop faces a charge of domestic assault and aggravated misdemeanor. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond pending an appearance before a magistrate. A collision between a car and a pickup truck Tuesday afternoon in Ringgold County resulted in a man being flown to a hospital in Des Moines. The Iowa State Patrol reports 20-year-old Chase Schiltz of Creston was driving a 2008 Nissan Altima westbound on Highway 2 at around 4:30 p.m. when, for reasons unknown, the car crossed the center line of the road and crashed into an eastbound 1999 Dodge Ram 3500 truck. Schiltz, who was wearing his seatbelt, suffered serious injuries and was flown by LifeNet to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. The driver of the pickup, 59-year-old Ivan Stoltzfus of Leon, was not hurt in the crash, which remains under investigation. Deputies of the Ringgold County Sheriff's Office assisted the Iowa State Patrol at the accident scene. The Creston Police Department reports 41-year-old Shelby Weiss of Lenox was arrested at around 9:05 p.m. Tuesday in the 100 block of North Pine Street in Creston for driving while barred. Weiss was released from the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Authorities say a Nebraska man died when a train moved as he was crawling underneath it in northwest Iowa. Sioux City police say the accident occurred just after 11 p.m. Monday. The train had stopped in downtown and a man had tried to crawl under it to continue on his way, but it moved, running over him. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. Police have identified him as 45-year-old Calmer Crow, who lived in Winnebago, Nebraska. Well, thousands of people have responded to the emergency call for blood and platelet donations issued by the American Red Cross earlier this month. Still, officials say there continues to be an emergency need for donors of all blood types, especially type O, to give now to address a severe blood shortage. Red Cross blood donations are being distributed to hospitals faster than they're coming in, and right now there is less than a 5-day blood supply on hand. The Red Cross strives to keep a 5-day supply of blood to meet the needs of patients and to be prepared for emergencies that require significant volumes of donated blood products. There is a particular need for type O blood, which plays an important role in ongoing patient care and emergencies. Type O positive is the most transfused blood type and can be given to patients with any Rh positive blood type. Type O negative is the universal blood type and can be given to any patient. It's what emergency room personnel reach for when there is no time to determine the blood type of patients in the most serious or critical situations. In thanks, all those who come to donate blood or platelets through July 30th through August 30th will receive a $5 Amazon.com gift card through the email. There are restrictions that apply, and more information and details are available at redcrossblood.org/together. Donors of all types are urged to make an appointment to give now using the free Red Cross Blood Donor app by visiting redcrossblood.org or calling 1-800-733-2767. You can see the upcoming blood donation opportunities here in the KJAN listening area that are on from now through August 15th under this same story on the news page at kjan.com. The Cass County Fair opens today here in Atlantic with a light schedule. From 9 a.m. until 2:30, there's the 4-H static exhibit judging. 9 a.m. to noon is the Clover Kids showcase entry. The food sale takes place at the community center today beginning at 10 o'clock, and the fairground setup is this evening beginning at 6. There's a lot more going on tomorrow through the end of the fair next Tuesday at the Cass County Fairgrounds. Some highlights tomorrow night include the Little Miss and Mister contest at 7 p.m., King and Queen contest following at 7:30, senior recognition is at 8 o'clock on Thursday, and a movie in the outdoor show ring begins at 8:45 p.m. on Thursday. For more information on the Cass County Fair schedule, go to the Extension's website at www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass or look for Cass County or the Cass County Fair IA in parentheses on Facebook. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency Tuesday said 2100th Street over Snake Creek in the 1200 block of 2100th Street is closed for the next 6 weeks or so, weather permitting, due to a bridge replacement project. That bridge is located between Greeley Township Sections 19 and 30 between Linden Road and Maple Road. Emergency responders and residents in the area should plan to take alternate routes. If you have any questions, you can contact the Shelby County Engineer's Office at 712-755-5954. In the funeral announcements this morning, Daryl Jensen, age 74, of Shelby, died Thursday in Harlan. Funeral services for Daryl Jensen will be this morning at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Clifton S. Peterson, age 83, of Audubon, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Clifton Peterson will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Gary Wilkie, age 82, of Portsmouth, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Gary Wilkie will be on today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Dorothy Shannon, age 96, of Harlan, died Saturday in Harlan. Funeral services for Dorothy Shannon will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Sandra Hayden Boots, age 84, of Norway, Iowa, and formerly of Panora, died Sunday at Amana Retirement Community. Graveside services for Sandra Boots will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the West Cemetery in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Janet Watson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Janet Watson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Ann Martins, age 89, of Walnut, died Monday in Atlantic. Funeral services for Mary Ann Martins will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Donald Tallman, age 86, of Reno, Nevada, died July the 6th. Memorial services for Donald Tallman will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Bernard Wilberding, age 85, of Erling, died Monday. A mass of Christian burial for Bernard Wilberding will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Delilah D. Bryles, age 72, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. Friends and family are invited to gather and celebrate D. Bryles' life this Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Eldon Osler, age 92, of Lewis, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place and no services are planned for Eldon Osler. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.